Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JAS call on Tuesday, the 2nd of February, we have Carlton Samuels, Rafik Damak, Cheryl Langdonor, Tijani Benjema, Alex Gakuru, Sébastien Bachelet, Alan Greenberg, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Elaine Pries, Evan Leibovich, Tony Harris, Sintra Suknanan. We have from staff Glenda Saint-Giry, Carla Valente, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Apologies today noted from Dave Kisundoyal and Baudouin Chambet. We're still trying to get hold of Carlos Aguirre, who should be joining shortly. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Rafik and Carlton.
Thank you, Jill. Morning, afternoon, everybody. Welcome. As I said, my apologies. I will have to withdraw a little early. But just to get right into it, we've had the roll call. We had agreed at the last meeting that we would have some sub-working groups. Four of them were set up. We also agreed that the way we would treat this matter is for the subgroups to discuss in their own fashion the agenda for themselves, and then on these calls they would make a report of what the substantive discussion was in their own subgroups. So I'm now calling for those subgroup reports. I would ask that if there is any questions that could be directed to the group, we wait until the end of the report to ask the questions. I would love to start with the first subgroup, which has to do with criteria and mechanisms.
Just Carlton?
Yes.
Sorry, just... okay. There is echo. Sorry. So for just to remind... please, Gisela, can you check about the echo? I am going to mute.
That's me. I will speak. I muted off now. I was muted. So because I will speak, let me speak, and then I will be off.
I was going to list, to summarize the list of the working team and the volunteers. That's all. So anyway.
Well, you can do that, you know, Rafik, if you think it helps. You can do that.
Yeah, it's just because now we have in the work team one in AB, we have as leader Tijani and volunteers Carlton, Sintra, and Tony. And for work team C and G, as leader Avery, and we have as volunteer Alex, Eric, and Sintra, and Andrew. For D, E, F, we have as leader Eden, and volunteers Avery, Tony, Eric, and Dave. And for work team H, just we have Tony, and we don't have enough volunteers, not and also no leaders yet. And for work team A, we have Andrew as leader and Eric as volunteers, and so we have the two last work teams which need more volunteers. So I encourage everybody to participate, and also Ellen sent requested to add the item to the agenda about how the work team will be organized, and they will communicate either through our common mailing list or a private mailing list. So that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Tijani, you can go ahead. I think, but just to say, I think we all agreed that we would have used the common mailing list, but we would have a label attached to each discussion, subgroup discussion, so it was readily available. That's what I thought we had agreed. But in the end, it is up to the work team leaders to determine what their modality is for communicating and the meeting modality.
Okay, can I speak?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you. So I will begin with what you said right now. I do think that the general mailing list of this working group have to be or should be used by all the work teams, so that other people who are not in the work team can participate in the discussion, can be can contribute. I think it's the best way. I know that it will be very noisy list, but with the level that you mentioned, it will be very easily sorted out. That's for this point. Now for my work team, we started gathering some eligibility criteria from some international agencies, such as World Bank and others. And I sent an email asking for your help in this matter. So please, if someone is able or can or knows a source from which we can take some criteria, it will be helpful. We will try to compile all those sources and try to find what is relevant to our mission, and we'll try to find out the possible eligibility criteria for the support. So right now we are gathering. I have some resources. Sintra provided some. Carlton also gave me some ideas, and I am looking for more so that we can work on various models. That's all.
Thank you, Tishani. Anyone has any questions or updates or additions to Tishani, who's leading the work team? No question? Okay. So just to reiterate, the work team is already in the discovery process. We are looking at the kinds of attributes, and we have shared some of those. We are looking for metrics, international metrics, that would make the attributes measurable, and we are looking for help from everyone to supply this information. And if you have any ideas of the attributes and the metrics that we could use, please post them to the list with an appropriate label. And Tijani, as the team leader, will bring us together around them. Thank you. The next work team is about funding and fundraising. Avery, are you on?
Yeah, I'm on. I saw Andrew had put his hand up, so I don't know if he still had something to say about AD.
Right. Real briefly, just a suggestion, because I think that there are going to be a number of us who are going to be on multiple groups, and also because even for people who aren't necessarily formally on one group, might have a good idea or a good resource. For example, we work around the corner from the World Bank, so if there's a point at which it's helpful to use that as a resource, you know, in another work group, by all means. I was just thinking that Carlton, maybe it would be worthwhile for us to have a protocol so that something it goes in the two lines so that people can know which work group you're referring to or something along those lines.
Yeah, in fact, that was something I was going to mention.
Okay, well, there you go. Back to you then, Avery.
Okay.
Yes, I had suggested that in the subject of the mail, if that's what you're talking about, Andrew.
Yes, sir. I just wondered if we wanted to have a protocol for that, so people will know what they're seeing when it comes.
Okay. In the subject for the mail, I had suggested that you label the work team.
In fact, I already did it.
Yes.
And Tijani did it too, though we did it differently, but we both did it.
Yeah.
I put in square brackets Team CG.
Right.
And Tijani just put Working Team AB. I don't know that we have to standardize on one method or one way of one naming convention, but, you know, if each one picks a thing and sticks to it, I think we'll recognize it. So that's the deal. Right. I started doing that. I don't know that we have to be militant about everybody doing it the same way.
Can I, before you go, I think Rafik Khan's is up. Can I ask Rafik if you have something to contribute now?
Sorry?
Rafik, your hand is up.
About the label?
No, your hand is up. I'm giving you a chance to speak before Avery continues.
No.
Okay. All right, Avery, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Carry on.
That's okay. So we're still in an organizational mode, although I did make an initial suggestion of, you know, basically there's two parts to this, obviously, and that the first part is sort of perhaps getting a letter of explanation, solicitation, what have you, written. And the second part is talking to people that have created funds, that have looked at how to manage these funds, and
mm-hmm.
starting to talk to that. I had reported back to the group a little bit of the work. I reported on the general list a little bit of the work that I had already been doing, and, for example, had talked to various people who have said, yes, we're interested in a fund, but we're only interested in doing something for people from our country. Or, yes, we're interested in a fund, but we don't think that fund should be based in the U.S. or Europe, but somewhere outside of there. Maybe we'll think about making, you know, a pledge, but we need more details. So starting to put together a mailing or set of mailings and an address list of where to send them, and perhaps even have things that are specialized. You know, this is going to registrars' registries,
mm-hmm.
this is going to domainers, this
mm-hmm.
is going to World Bank type of funding mm-hmm. organizations, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Now, one of the roadblocks I immediately encountered is, how are we going to do this? Now, my first thought was, oh, of course, we can use the wiki, you know, except that now 3-4 months after ICANN took away our access to the wiki of old, they still haven't given us any access to the new, you know, wiki that they've created. And each time I've asked, it's been, yeah, coming soon, and then nothing happens. So the other option is for either me to set up a wiki in other space that I have access to, or use something like Google Docs. But at this point, unless somebody is able to unwedge ICANN so that they let us have access to our working group's wiki, we don't have a place to work. So another thing about these periodic meetings is it's a place to kvetch about things that aren't working right at the moment. The working group wiki is not accessible to the members of this group. That is a bad thing.
I haven't done
anything else beyond that yet, and that's my status. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. I just want to echo the space. I was told by Rafik, I think Rafik once then said that there is a space. I've been trying to find out where that space is, that working space, because I don't know that it does exist and it's accessible. So,
and even if you find it, you won't have access. Well, you might, because you're in ALAC. Somehow ALAC people got access, but those of us that aren't ALAC might not have access yet.
Okay, maybe then we can fix it. If some have access, then maybe we can fix it. It would be good.
Rafik,
do you have something to say? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in the conference now. It's in the ALAC space. So maybe Gisela and Carla can help us to fix this problem for people who from GNSO are outside ALAC to access to the to our working group space in the conference.
Can we just post it to the...
Rafik, this is Carlos. So I don't have access to the wiki either. The problem is that the wiki was, when they transferred the wiki to the new system, they transferred under the ALAC umbrella instead of, you know, putting a, you know, standalone. So this is why people that have access to ALAC space have also access to our working space. But people like myself and Janessa and others that are not part of ALAC don't have the access. And I already requested a few times for the IT group to change that. And they are, you know, just slumped and being delayed in doing that, for which I apologize. I'm going to follow up with them again and see. I asked them specifically to change the working space so we all would have access like we had before instead of individually granting access to the different team members. But I will follow up with them again today to see, you know, why this hasn't been done.
Okay. Thank you, Carla. Avery? Cheryl? Hello.
Carla said a lot of what I was going to say. This is an IT issue, and Carla needs to be very assertive in making sure they get it right, because it was right, and if it's not now, it should be. Regardless of that, any of the spaces, regardless of whether they're housed in ALAC now or as they were before, openly, all have comment buttons. So there's unless they've really stuffed it up, there's no reason why, whilst there may not be direct edit pages, you know, we should be able to still proceed in the interim. And Avery, you should still have had global access from the early days, so that needs to be looked into as well from an IT perspective, Carla.
Thank you, Cheryl. Avery?
Yeah, Cheryl, first of all, no, I never got that. No matter how many times you ask them to give it to me, they never did. Because, you know, they're who they are and I am who I am. And but that's beside the point. I hope that when we get this access, and I don't care whether it's an ALAC space or some other open space, that we have the same level of edit capability, and that especially any of these team leaders have the ability to, you know, add people's access to, you know, to edit, to create new pages, et cetera. I haven't been working under the new regime. It's obviously a lot more controlled than the old regime used to be. As I say, I've been knocking on the door for 6 months without being allowed entrance. So I'm just hoping that when they finally resolve it, they resolve it in a way that's open and allows people to actually work. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. No more questions? Any other comment? Oh, Olivia, you just raise your hand.
Thank you, Carlton. I just wanted to echo what Avery has just said, and I have had many discussions with Heidi about this problem of privileges for editing pages and so on in the community pages, and something which they're still working on. It appears as though these are sort of teething troubles, but they are taking time. So we'll just put more pressure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm just going to put the work, the address, in this is where I think it is, just in case folks can get into it and see. Can we go then to the next report? This one is the one, DENF. It has to do with applications, methods, and framework of coordinations of assistance.
Thank you. This is Elaine Pruce. So I'll be leading DENF, and I don't have much of a report this morning. I have lots of questions that I feel need to be answered before I can actually proceed with the work. And the first one is minor. There's a typo in D. I'm wondering if you could help me sort that out. It says to pool and establish methods for applicants to out assistance. You know what that's supposed to say?
I can tell you that in a minute. But carry on while I get to the
And then the next item is probably for Carla. I know there was a board resolution establishing a fund for, I think, for these particular tasks. Carla, do you remember what that is specifically?
A board resolution. I'm sorry. Can you be more clear?
And I think there were some fun. I think it was like $200,000 were set aside for a position, a staff position that would coordinate.
I don't think there was a board resolution on that. I think that there is some money in the budget for developing, you know, that specific. I call it project. It's not quite a project, but specifically to developing this area once we have a recommendation. But the allocation of the money has not been specified on how.
Okay. I guess that's
true. The only board resolution that we have right now that has something to do with, you know, an action item is to put together a space, a web page or a space, which we have a list of the applicants in need of a support and organizations that are willing to provide support. And this is something that we are going to be working on now and, you know, verify how we can best implement that.
Okay, so is there somebody who's actually working on that at this point, or is it still just a concept? Is there someone I can coordinate with on that?
I'm going to be the point person on this one.
Okay.
Helene, just to answer your question, the missing word is seek out assistance.
Okay, thank you.
So the missing word is to seek, S-E-E-K.
Okay.
Thanks for catching that.
Sure. Okay, and then for item F, it says propose and establish methods for coordinating cooperation among qualified applicants. It seems to me that this cannot take place until the applications are actually published after the initial screening. Is that correct?
Well, yes. I mean, you would have to have a list of qualified applicants before you can, but I would suppose, and this is just me speaking here off the top of my head, it might be useful that you have the methods, and then once you have a qualified list, you can put it against that. So I'm suggesting that maybe you could come up with something, some kind of framework that then could be applied against qualified applicants.
That there'd be some template of a clearinghouse for each of these items, and as you said, we could just apply that same process once those applicants are announced. I'm just trying to think of the timing, if we should make some sort of efforts to publicize or announce that we're looking for applicants that might want to work together beforehand.
Oh, well, that's one method. I would say that's one method. To start the ball rolling, you say, here are applicants who are going to be in the pool. You can presume that they might have some compelling reason and they would get through. So, yes, I think that is perfectly reasonable. But Avery's hand is up. She may have something to say about that. Avery?
Yeah, hi. I was going to say something similar, and I think once we get a little further on CG and think definitely for DEF, I think starting once we have the basic shape of what we're doing, and especially once AB has sort of got somewhere down the road with criteria, although we don't really need to get that far, to basically start having prospective applicants. And because there sort of is a chicken and egg in all of these, is some of our applicants may not be applicants unless they get some assistance, whether it's financial, whether it's assistance in kind. Mm-hmm. And so I think we can't wait to start doing the matching, to start making the arrangements, to start pulling things together until they've applied, because by then we'll have already missed those who couldn't apply except for the help that we're trying to provide. So I think we have to have a mechanism. And obviously you don't get help unless you've applied, but you could certainly have, or as you're applying, but you can certainly have, you know, letters of agreement or, you know, memos of understanding. I mean, that's legal stuff, and obviously we're not doing legal stuff, but perhaps at some point, we are establishing a memo of understanding between, you know, provider X and prospective applicant Y, and we're helping them come to an agreement that allows applicant Y to actually be an applicant. So I don't think we can wait until they are applicants to do stuff. I think we gotta, you know, work with prospective applicants that we reach out to. Thanks.
Okay. So I think my confusion was around the statement qualified applicants, and now I'm seeing that means qualified according to our specifications rather than qualified according to past ICANN's initial evaluation. So I get it. And then the final question I had is about this actual charter. Has this charter, are we still discussing it? And if so, I'm wondering at what point will we discuss it? Is that happening today?
Maybe I can take a stab at answering that for you. We've really passed the charter discussion. We've decided that we are going to look at we're going to work as a team and try to cover all of the elements in the charters proposed by the ILAC as well as the JNSO approved one. We call it a unionized charter. If you look in the window, that's what that is. And we're just simply going to develop the work as we think reasonable and rational and come up with some things. It is up to the ILAC to endorse the things that they are okay with, and it's up to the NSO. That's the approach. That's the working approach we're using right now.
Okay, so this hasn't been formally accepted by the group?
No.
Okay, I understand the concept of trying to put the two together and working from there. I think that's excellent. I am very concerned about point number two, where we've removed the statement, no delays for the program would result from our work. So I'm wondering if that's, if someone could explain why that would be removed?
That it was my draft. I just looked at the unionized chart and I said we were going to work to do what we can best. I don't think that was germane to it at all. That was my own impression of what it meant.
Okay.
The commitment is to work as fast as we can, to give out as much as we can, and move the thing ahead. We shouldn't be bounded by that at all. We will give what we have when we have it.
There are hands up.
I'm looking for it now. There's Evan, Avery, Allen. Evan?
Hi there. I guess I can put my hand down, Carlton, because you just answered what I was going to say.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Alan?
Avery was first, but I was going to comment on the do not delay. If you want me to do that, I'll do that first.
Please okay. Go ahead.
Avery, go ahead.
Okay. What I was going to say is the do not delay, I would say, is a political sentiment that differs in GNSO folks from ALAC folks. And I think the absence of it is in the statement is actually relatively meaningless. I think that we are not going to have the power to delay this group per se. ALAC may, I don't know, I can't judge. This group doesn't have the power to delay. I believe that this group has to work full speed ahead to make sure we've got stuff in place by the time they start up. If things get delayed, you know, by acts of God, weather, or ALAC GAC, so be it. There's nothing this group can do. So and maybe this is similar to what Carlton said, but, you know, I don't think that that statement makes any difference at all. It you know, GNSO puts it in there because their political statement is an absolute nothing must delay, nothing, 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 and most of us that are GNSO-oriented think so. ALAC has a political view that says, no, you got to get it right first. Getting it done quickly without getting it done right makes no sense. You know, perhaps the at-large part of me sees some sense in that. But for this group, I think all that matters is we got to be in place as quickly as possible so that when things start up, they start up, and this group per se can't delay anything. It doesn't have that kind of weight. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. I support that fully. Alan?
Yeah, I'll give a slightly different slant on that. Part of it was what Avery said. The statement was definitely added by some people in the GNSO, and taking it out will inflame the issue. I'm not sure there's a lot of merit in that. It was deemed to be redundant because the original motion, I mean, our wording already had an implication of that, and the original board motion way back in wherever it was, in Nairobi or something, said all of this was presupposed on do not delay. So I think it is redundant, and I think it will inflame people to take it out. But I don't think really – I agree with Avery. It doesn't make any sense. We don't have the power to delay no matter what we were to recommend. I mean, if our recommendation says it's going to take another 7 months to put this in place, do not under any conditions release GTLDs to anyone else until this gets done, no one's going to listen. That may be sad, but it's true. So,
well, again, I reiterate, this what I put together is something for us to work and work towards. I'm not suggesting that anybody's going to hug it up. I'm suggesting this is a working group who's gotten down to work, and we should work at full steam ahead. That was the thinking in my head
I understand. It's we treat it as a slap in the face to have it added. They're going to treat it as a slap in the face to have it taken out.
Yeah.
Decide who wants to slap more.
You're right about that. Elaine, you have a...
Yeah, so thank you. Thanks for the explanation. I can think of at least two reasons to leave it in. The first one is that's been the directive from the board. The second is I remember from discussions in 2010 amongst the working group, we did decide that was a consensus position to have that phrase in there. And I think it will be, I think it will cause some issues, and like it is right now, it's causing a distraction from our actual work. So I understand removing it doesn't imply that we believe the opposite is true, maybe amongst this working group, but that was my initial response to seeing it crossed out, that we believe that our work doesn't necessarily need to be done in time for the launch, and that it is possible to delay things if necessary to get our work done. So I would like to leave it in there for those reasons. Thank you.
Okay, well, you know, as I said, I really don't have anything. My point is that the work that I see us doing is not predicated on having everything in place for the launch. So I didn't think that this team should be bounded by that, and that's what it was just common sense to me that if you're going to work in these issues, like you said, there's that D issue, for example, or F issue, is going to happen after the launch. It's going to happen. It really doesn't make too much sense. But then that's just me. I am perfectly willing, as the author of this, to remove the strikeout. It, to me, it's not worth a hill of beans. Alex.
Yes, Alex speaking. I think Avery has just given the answer on the chat window. you say
yes, as the Avery says, leave it in with brackets
there,
around it.
As we
that's
put
fine.
In brackets, it's a controversial error that should solve the
that's
problem.
That's fine. That's not a problem. It's fine. Avery, you still want to speak?
Yeah. And
yeah.
One other part of that recommendation, and we all promise to never, ever talk about it again.
Well, Avery, I'm with you on this, but my colleagues, of course, it's on their honor. Okay.
Is there a way to put up two checks?
Yes. So I will tell you what. Before the next meeting, I will edit this and do as Avery suggested. Put it around in brackets, and that should hopefully that will be satisfactory. I have to tell you now that I have to withdraw. It's 15 to the hour where I am, and I have to withdraw. Thank you all for coming on. I'm going to turn it over to Rafiq now to carry on. See you all. Bye.
Thank you, Carter. Okay, I think we can move to the work team. I think, Ellen, you finish it, or you have more comments?
No, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Is Tony here in the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so because it's your... Now it's your work team about the $100,000 basis fee. So please go ahead.
Yes. Well, I have a very successful working team. It's just me. but it will be. There won't be much dissent then in our discussions. It'll make working quite easy. I don't have anything to report today. I just have to. Basically, think this out because I've heard Alan say several times, and I think he has a very good point, that this is a road that leads nowhere. But nonetheless, sometimes these exercises have to be done and go on record as having been presented, regardless of our limited expectations of success. So I would ask the other people on the call and in the working group in general to be patient with me for a few days if I can come up with some ideas on this. And, of course, anybody who wants to add or become a part of this team would be most welcome. Perhaps I could stimulate that if I send an initial idea or proposal and then somebody else might be interested and jump in. We'll see. That's all I have to say today.
Thank you, Tony. I guess we can move now to the last work team, led by Andrew.
Yes.
Andrew is here. Oh, okay.
I am, yeah. Absolutely. Hi, Rafiq. Yeah, I am in I'm not quite in the same situation as Tony. We'll be larger probably than one person, but I've had a brief conversation with Eric, and I'm... Tajani has agreed that he will help us a little bit, which is great. And if there are other people who, especially people who come from the IDN world, that would be terrific if they would like to join. And we'll just be starting up this week. I was out of pocket pretty much all of last week, so have just begun our work.
Just wonder if maybe you can introduce what's the idea of this what do you think that about the work that should be done in this work team, maybe to give more idea to people here in the conf call?
Sure. Well, we've been talking about it over the course of the last few months, and the idea is to try to figure out how we can support the build out of IDNs and underserved scripts as part of this process. And whether there are ways to do this that will achieve everybody's aim, so that to try to do it in ways that will be budget neutral, that won't slow us down, all of the things that other people have been discussing, and at the same time recognize that there are large numbers of people that want to participate who don't necessarily come from the Latin script world. So literally just beginning, you know, beginning the next stage thinking on this, but all of the stuff that we've been working on for the last 6 months on this, in this space, we had two other, we had a couple of different proposals in this, but there may be some other things that we can work on, and we kept this conversation going for a while, and I think that they're sort of open to new ideas. I'll have more to get back to you with later, Rafiq. I'm just literally starting it back up again.
Yeah. You have more comments on? Okay.
No, that's fine.
So maybe if there is any comment from the participant in the conf call. Okay, I don't see any raised hand. So it's just we don't have. I think that we made a round of all work teams, but just maybe to ask the participant in the working group. So we may have a working session for the working group in the San Francisco meeting. I don't think that we need a public session now because we are just really in the early stage of our work. But if there is any comment, so they are welcome. Avery, please go ahead.
I had a comment, not specifically on that, though I do agree with you. We don't need a public session, although it would be good, you know, if we get a chance somewhere or other to just sort of say, hey, folks, we're still here, we're still working. But this is the point I wanted to get to, and we still need to do further outreach to get some new blood and some new talent into these. And so I'm wondering whether it might not be a good activity for each of the groups before the next meeting to sort of, each of the teams, to look and say, what kind of other talent do we need to bring in to the group, maybe we can each make a short bullet list of, you know, we need accountants, we need, you know, registrars that know, you know, ABC, we need, et cetera, maybe like three bullets each at the most of things we need, and then perhaps we can do another outreach, whether it's Carla or, you know, the secretariats of GNSO and ALAC can basically help us do an outreach for, you know, other people to come join our effort. You know, because that was one of the things we did say at the charter time and we did say in discussions. Of course, we realized we need some extra, you know, oomph to be able to do some of these tasks. And so perhaps we should be planning, you know, in San Francisco to do some of that outreach to, you know, have one of us able to stand up at a lot of different meetings, to stand up in the public session, to stand up, you know, to maybe even have a leaflet that we hand out saying we're working on this, it's important work, and we need people with the following skills, come join us. And I think it would be good if we could find a time, perhaps on Thursday, to have a meeting that would, A, be announced on that leaflet if we were to create such a leaflet, and B, just to, you know, coordinate among ourselves in terms of what we've heard, the discussions we've had, you know, because all of us, you know, probably, without even thinking about it, we'll be behaving somewhat ambassadorial about our work and selling it to people and marketing it and, you know, buttonholing people and saying it's important. I know it's part of every conversation I had. I was talking to somebody yesterday about some contract work I would do them. for them, and I ended the conversation. You know, and there's this jazz group, and you guys would be really great as people to help us in that effort. So I know this isn't what we were planning to talk about. Come on. And I expect a lot of us are going to do that sort of thing. So, you know, to sort of regroup, and that was what I was going to suggest. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. So if I understand, you are recommending that we should do outreach to get to bring more expertise and people to our working group. So, and then every work team that may suggest some expertise that they may need for their work, maybe we should do that since now till San Francisco meeting. By the way, I may have to make an update to the GENASO Council in the San Francisco meeting. I agree that we may also need to outreach other SO and ACs, but I'm not sure yet about how we can proceed for that. And I saw in the chat that Carla suggested that we may do an announcement not added during the famous Kurt presentation. I think it can have some effect in the in the audience to bring more people. Okay, I see Alex, Tijani, and Ellen. Alex, please go ahead.
Thank you. After Avery, I really don't feel like I have much more to say. She summarized everything I was going to say. But just for the sake of Andrew and his IDN group, I think part of our outreach right now should begin with members in the community who are IDN-based that could help in his work group on the IDN script. I remember we spoke about very many groups last year. And so that's really, I support what Madam Avery just said. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Please, Tijani, go ahead.
Mute.
I think he has maybe a problem of to mute.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
You hear me?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I thought that we have to finish our work before San Francisco if we want it to be taken into account for the next round. That's why I think that we have to rush now. We have to work very fast, very, very hard to at least to give substance to the board and to ICANN before or at San Francisco meeting. If we don't manage to do so, we have to continue, I agree, and we have to make people know that we are continuing, we are working hard, and any form of outreach is acceptable. I think that we have to take the floor and the open microphone sessions to explain and to say that we are here, we are there, we are working, as Avri said. And if we have to meet, we will meet alone. We will not do a public session this time. We can make a public session if we finish our work, and then we will present our work. If we don't, I don't think it is necessary to make a public session. Thank you.
Thank you. I understand, but we have really tight timeline if we can do something. I think that we have just 1 month before San Francisco meeting that make it complicated. Irene, please go ahead.
Thanks. Just some ideas on how to bring in some new talent. Are the fellowship recipients, do we have a mailing list where we could directly mail them and invite them to join our group? Does anyone know that?
This is Carla. I think there is a Facebook page, and I can talk to the manager of the alumni and ask for it.
okay.
or ask something. But what specifically? Would you like to write an email back and forth? Would you like me to write it?
Just an invitation to join our group. Maybe, you know, put our charter in and see that we need help in these areas. And it's a good way to start being involved.
Yeah. So what areas specifically would you like to highlight?
Which alumni you mean about the follows?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's maybe we can talk to Janice. I think they have a Ning social network. So
exactly.
Why don't we do that when we've made the determination of what skills we're looking for, just to give them something specific.
Yeah, I think that would be more effective if we are specific about what we want instead of just saying join.
I think it's a good idea. I just think we'll get a better fit if we finish up the exercise that I think I heard everyone suggesting, which is to do a little bit of an audit of what we'd like and then come back and make a master list.
Yeah. Yes, Andrew. I think that we need before to define what are our needs before trying to outreach people. It makes more sense. Sebastian, please go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I wanted just to suggest that maybe the working group could have a, I will not say a leaflet, but a one page with a different sub working group and distribute to the during the Brussels meeting between board and GAC. As the subject is one of the 12 subjects that the GAC want to discuss with the board, I think it's important that these working groups say where you are and what you are doing, and a summary of one page could be useful from my point of view. Thank you. And by the way, if you need somebody to distribute it, I will be at your. I can do that for you.
Thank you, Sebastian. It's a great idea. I think that we need to prepare. We have maybe few weeks before that we can be ready before the meeting. Okay, Cintra, please go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to follow up on a suggestion that was made previously, and I believe that was so that we have CC, NSO, as well as GAC members join us, so that we have their perspective as well. I don't know if we're still going forward with that in light of the unionized charter that we're going ahead with now, or if, I don't know the status on that. Is that something that we're still looking to propose or not? Thank you.
Cintra, I'm not sure that I got your point. You are asking if we can have people from GAC in our working group?
I'm asking if that proposal is still on, given the fact that we are now going forward with a unionized charter.
Just a little bit, for which proposal do you mean?
Oh, we had initially said, right, because there were two separate charters, that we would ask different sub-organizations to join us in order so that we can add some weight to our proposals. So I don't know if we're still going to do that or not. Rather than at the stage of the Brussels meeting, just give them a leaflet, actually invite them to be part of the process.
Okay. To add other SOs and ACs, yeah. Not sure about how we can manage that, but anyway. Okay, we have Tijani, Clu, and Alan. Please go ahead, Tijani.
just to explain to explain what Santar said, it was really one of our hope to have other constituencies join our working group, and I think it is still working. If we have other constituencies that wants to join our working group, it will give more weight to our work, and our report will be better received.
To respond to that, when we started the... Please, Tijan, can you mute? Thank you. When we started this working group, we sent a request to the CNSO and GAC. Just we have only one individual from the CNSO and one participant from the GAC, and he was inactive. So we can try again, but I'm not sure about the outcome. Clue? Please go ahead.
I note Sebastian's hand is still up. Did he not want to speak? I guess not. I was just going to say, from a practical point of view, building on what Avery had mentioned, like many of you, any number of individual conversations I've had with people, including recently with the current chair of the CCNSO, have gone to the wonderful world of JIS issues. And I would think practically, before San Francisco meeting, there is a snowball's chance of hell of CCNSO formally putting anyone into new blood to the mix. I think what we, each and every one of us, can do is try and get individual CCNSO members involved, reps of the various CCs, and that would be great in preparation. But what we might want to do is ask the chair of the chartering organisation, who does at least keep their finger on the pulse and is been continually involved in these work group meetings, i.e. Olivier now, if he would be so kind as to raise that in an ACSO chairs level for discussion. Because I must say, I had a somewhat robust and extended conversation trying to explain what I would have thought was pretty much the basics and fundamentals to some members of the CCNSO Council on this matter. And there is an awful lot of homework to do before we get to our end game, if we're not going to be stopped getting to our end game at all.
Thank you, Clu. Adam, please go ahead. I think you will have the last word of this meeting.
I'm going to be very quick. I was going to say much of what Cheryl said. In terms of the CCNSO, she has a better grasp of it than I do, and we know there's no way that the GAC as a whole is going to endorse us and co-charter us. That just hasn't happened in the past. It's not likely to happen on this. They may say we support your work, but that's about as far as it's going to go. And to be honest, the last thing we need is another chartering organization and yet another version of the charter. So,
yes.
Support of individuals is about as much as we can hope for. If we know anyone who's like-minded, get them to participate. Let's not worry about anything more than that. Thank you.
If I understand your point, I think that it's better that we can have individuals than trying to have other SOs or SEs. So
I think it's a waste of our I think it's a waste of our effort right now to be trying that.
Trying what? Sorry.
To be trying to get formal endorsement or co-chartering from other organizations.
So you don't advise that we try to get formal endorsement?
No. Don't waste our time. Just get on with the job at hand.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah, okay, I think we're over our time already, and we have plenty to do. So.
Yeah, I think so. So we can try to have some individuals. Anyway, I think that we are really run out of time by 8 minutes, but thank you all for attending this conf call, and I advise everybody to work on the mailing list in the different work teams, so at least if we can have, we can reach some level of work before the San Francisco meetings. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We adjourn
Bye.
This conf call. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah.